What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This is from Chicago, and those are Democrats from Texas boarding a plane. Now, I guess we don't know exactly where the plane is headed at this point, but we do know that there are reports that Texas Democrats are planning to return to Texas today, ending their walkout, which are protesting Republican redistricting plans. So Texas Democrats getting on a plane in Chicago. If they go back to Texas, it will likely pave the way for Republicans to pass the new congressional map. Also today in California, Democrats.
So you got CNN there reporting on the Texas Democrats. These are state house Democrats headed back to Texas, maybe to get that quorum. Hope so, because my understanding is that the flood relief funding is being held up because they don't have a quorum, so they can't vote on it. Now we hear in California, Gavin Newsom, they're talking about redistricting in a hard way. And then we get an article today that says that Governor Kehoe in Missouri is like, well, I think we should take a look at our maps as well. There's a lot going on, folks. And we got Ryan Schmelz here, who's been hanging out with us as we listen to President Trump and President Zelensky take questions from the press. Ryan, thank you for your patience with us. First, I want to give you the opportunity to react to anything you heard, anything pique your interest listening to President Trump and Zelensky sitting there in the Oval Office answering questions.
I mean, I think there's a breath of fresh air that's going on across the country right now that both of them were able to survive that without any feistiness or anything blowing up, because, you know, they took a lot of questions similar to what they did last time. But it looks as though they were able to get through this. And now we're on to the meeting portion of this. So actual business potentially could get done. But I think everyone was just kind of watching to make sure that this got through smoothly. And for the most part, it looks like it did. President Trump still had a couple haymakers to throw, not at Zelensky, but Joe Biden got brought into this, the former president. You had mail-in balloting that got trashed because of this, and you even had a couple comments on D.C. crime. So I think it was kind of the press conference we thought that he might have with Russian President Putin, or at least after that meeting with Russian President Putin. But very uncharacteristically of Trump, he left after that meeting and didn't take any questions. This one obviously got started in a very different fashion.
Yes, it certainly did. Ryan Schmelz speaking with us right now, the Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. Honored to have him here with us here on the Annie Fry Show this afternoon. While we have the Congress in recess, there's so much going on right now in discussions regarding the House of Representatives. And those districts kind of started in Texas, but Texas would say, oh, no, 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 we didn't start it. Let's talk about California. Let's talk about Illinois, of course, where I live. What is the status right now of this redistricting, and which store is you following the closest?
I think it's going to be Texas and California for the time being, because right now, California is the first one to really go on with the whole fight fire with fire attitude, where they're going to be trying to pretty much put on the ballot a constitutional amendment that would overturn the state's nonpartisan redistricting commission. That was put in back when Governor Schwarzenegger was in office, and he's kind of getting back into politics a little bit, and he's kind of railing against the California Democrats who are pushing for this. And I think what makes a difference between California and Texas that you have California Republicans who are pretty confident in how this is going to go, because number one, they got to get this through the legislature before they can even put it on a ballot and make it into a special election. But if they're able to do that, they think that there is polling out there that shows that the idea of getting rid of a nonpartisan redistricting commission is extremely unpopular in their state, not just with Republicans, but also Democrats and independents. So even if it makes it that far, they think they can win this thing on a ballot and pretty much strike this thing down on an election day. Now, on the Texas side of things, we are hearing reports that Texas Democrats are supposed to be ending their redistricting campaign, or their protest, we should say. So it's just a matter of time now before this quorum gets called and they can finally have a vote on this gerrymandering bill, or this redistricting bill, and establish the new maps for Texas.
Ryan, I've seen some polling experts and numbers people suggest
that Texas's map, the new map, is pretty much a sure thing for Republicans adding those seats. But the California's is anything but. Have you heard anything about that?
I would say that we have not seen the California map yet. It would still make a number of, it would still give Democrats an advantage. I don't think there's any question about that. It's just the matter of, can they even get the map in the law? You know, the Texas, I guess, state constitution makes it a lot easier for them to do this mid-decade redistricting effort than it is in California's, because Schwarzenegger, while he was in office, put that nonpartisan redistricting commission in, and that's in the state constitution. So there's a lot of loopholes they have to cross over in order to make that into law. So the Republicans in Texas are set up in a way that's a lot, gives them a better advantage to do this than the Democrats do in California.
I want to speak right now, shift issues or topics right now, as we speak with Ryan Schmelz, the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent, on the Bill Barr revisiting there to Capitol Hill. Former Trump attorney general arrives to face House investigators in Epstein probe. That's the Fox News headline. Why is Bill Barr going back to Capitol Hill? What are they asking him questions about?
So Bill Barr is the first of numerous former officials, whether it be the Trump administration, the Biden administration, the Obama administration, even going as far back as the Bush administration and the Clinton administrations, pretty much they are bringing in officials from all those admins to come in and talk about Jeffrey Epstein. And if there is a potential client list for Jeffrey Epstein out there, Bill Barr is the first one to come in. From what we understand, according to Chairman James Comer, he didn't say anything incriminating about President Trump. He says that he never had any discussions with President Trump about a client list or the Epstein client list. So it looks like there was maybe some information that was learned, but maybe not any type of smoking gun that Bill Barr revealed today. So this is the first one. There will be more. This one just seems like it didn't really have anything that was that stood out immediately.
Ryan Schmelz with us right now. Last question before we let you go. I just wanted to have another conversation with you about the safety and security of Washington, D.C. As a resident there, Ryan, you've experienced it, obviously, outside of your professional life, your personal life. If you live in D.C., you might have some sort of opinion on the level of crime there. What have you witnessed as a resident of Washington, D.C. since Donald Trump has put in place the home rule situation?
I mean, I think the most noticeable thing we've seen so far is the protests that have happened. I mean, this weekend, there were a ton that went on throughout the district. Now, what was noticeable, because I live in the neighborhood where a lot of these teen juveniles have committed a lot of these actions that have caused President Trump to want to bring forward this takeover, I don't think we really saw any of that in our neighborhood, at least any time. I mean, we didn't really see any juveniles in that, from what I remember over the weekend. There was a pretty hefty police presence around the Nats Park, which is usually common, but I think it was a little bit more of an uptick than normal this weekend. So, I mean, it's still, I think, too early to tell if there's been a true impact by this. Certainly, there's been a number of arrests that the White House has pointed out. But right now, I think a lot of the attention turns to the legal cases involving this because, you know, D.C. city leaders are trying to sue the Trump administration to be able to pretty much overturn this takeover. So we'll see how successful they are.
Ryan Schmelz, thank you so much for waiting with us a little bit later there because of the president's press conference from the White House, from the Oval Office. We look forward to having you back again. So much going on. You're always a great source.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Of information for us.
It sounds good, Annie. Thank you.
Take care. Have a great Monday. That was Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. Always wonderful to have him on there. And, of course, President Trump and President Zelensky in the Oval Office earlier this hour. We carried that for you. And if anything breaks at all during the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk, you're going to hear about it first right here. Let's talk to Steve Moore next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.